Hello, 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 everybody, buddy, buddy. Welcome to a brand new episode of Growing Up. So in today's episode, I want to create an episode where I will be discussing about our self-esteem and our self-worth. And hopefully by the end of this episode, you will feel that you love yourself. Not even like that, but I think it's just like you feel like you yourself is enough and you don't need anything else. So stay tuned. My first message that I think like I would like to give myself, or the thing that I would like to hear people say, is that I myself am cool. You know, I don't think I have to look a certain way or to behave a certain way or to be someone else to be cool or to be accepted. That's just not it. Sometimes like I need to brush all of the like the thing that the criticism that other people put, that other people have said to me, that just makes me feel like I myself is not good enough. I believe like everyone of us is good enough, basically, period. We don't have to do anything else to prove our worth. And sometimes like with life, when we go through life, we hear so many like different input of voices that is not our own, that telling us that we are just not good enough. I believe like that's just not true. I believe like we are all good enough. We are worth something deep down inside, and God loves all of us, and He created us all of us equally, and that's it. That's just the fact of life, that we're all good enough. You know, and I think it's just that, like, for me, I believe, like, there's so many, like, bullying me and things people said in the past for me in the past, you know, that still impact me today. And I don't blame myself and I don't blame anyone else. But I think it's time for us to realize deep down, we were good enough. We are still good enough. We will be good enough. Like, being good enough, being a good enough human being, is just a part of our nature. We don't have to feel like we need to work on it. Like when we were born as a baby, we are good enough. There is nothing that, you know, make us lesser than other people. You know what I mean? Like, I believe like sometimes like when we compare ourselves with others and etc., we can get into that tangent of, you know, feeling like we're just like not good enough in comparison with others. And I believe like that's just not the case. I believe like we are all good enough, no matter who we are, no matter what we look like, no matter our skin color and stuff like that. And I truly believe like a part of growing up is to realize that, to be comfortable in your own skin, and to give yourself that love that you want from other people to give you. But I believe like the first step to self-love is to give yourself some love, to give yourself some time, and not to listen to what other people are saying, has said to you in the past. It's just like when they are mean to you, when they criticize you for whatever reason, it's none of your business. And I know it's easier to say, but I just kind of feel like, you know, at this moment in my life where I just feel like, you know, with all of the negative things that people said, it's just doesn't serve me anymore and doesn't makes me a healthier person. And I believe like, you know, although like it was traumatic for me, all of those experiences that I have been through, but I think it's just making me stronger in realizing that like if I can get through the past, the hard stuff that I used to went through, I can go through anything right now. And same as you guys, I think like our self-esteem and self-worth, you mostly like it comes from, it doesn't, like, we're not having low self-esteem. Like, as a baby, we did not think that we're not good enough. I think it's just, like, by what our parents say, what, like, the school peers say, you know, media, you know. But I think it's just that we have to realize, and I keep repeating this, but I think we have to realize that we are innately good enough as a person, and we don't have to be someone else to be good enough, and we don't have to do something to be good enough. So this is just a reminder, if you are feeling like you're not good enough and you're feeling like this kind of emotion, I think it's a reminder to give yourself some love and compassion, to remind that we are all good enough. Second message is as a ray of about growing up, is that sometimes we don't feel like we are special, right? We don't feel like people notices us, people love us, which I have spoken before on the episode of feeling unloved and unwanted. But I sometimes that's how I felt. If you want to go more in depth on, like, if you want some relatability, you can listen to my previous episode about, like, title feeling unloved and unwanted. But I feel like to some extent we are loved no matter how we feel. Like, even though we feel that we are not loved, I think it's just because we feel something doesn't make it a reality. And also, you know, I think it's like God loves us, like the creator loves us. There's something bigger than us that love and support us. Like, for me, I believe, like, imagine if, like, the most perfect human being loves us, which is God. And also, like, you can find, like, if you are in a, like, in a state of life or state of mind where you don't feel like you're special, you're not worth it, well, let me tell you that I feel like you are worth it. I think that you are worth it. I'm glad that you're here. And also, I just think that if you want, you can go to nature, you know, you can immerse yourself in nature and realize that the trees, the beach are support you from the ground up, like the floor support you. And I just realized that, like, it's very important for us to realize that we are loved, like, deep down, we are loved by God, by nature, you know, by people, by our family, even though sometimes we don't feel like it, you know, someone out there loves you. And I'm here to tell you that even if I haven't met you, I have this universal love for every single person. And you know, and I think it's just like a key concept for us as we grow up to remember and to realize, you know, as I said, like, growing up is not the easiest, but I feel like, you know, when we give ourselves the love that we really, like, need sometimes, and I think it's just like helping making the process more smoother and more easier to grow up. Fourth message is you are not alone. I feel like sometimes, like, when we go through challenges in our life, when we feel really sad, when we feel anxious, when we feel lonely, when we feel all of those emotions, we feel like we sometimes think that to ourselves that we are the only one who goes through all of these emotions, all of these quote-unquote unpleasant feelings. But let me tell you and remind you that you're not the only one. You know, there are so many different type of people going through, experiencing the same thing, having the same emotions as you do. You know, and I think, like, you're, like, the struggles that you face, like, under core, like, underneath it, I think there's that, like, human emotion and human experience. And I truly believe that, like, you are not the only one who's going through it. Like, if you ever feel like you're deep down, like, you kind of think you feel really bad, like, you feel really sad and just really, really sad, like, you're at the bottom of you feel like this is the lowest that you can get, I just believe, like, you just know that things get better. But also, like, you're not the only one. I've been that before, you know. I felt, even, I'm not trying to compare our situations, but I'm telling you, like, the comfort that is, like, there is the light at the end of the tunnel, and you can ask people for help, and it is okay for you to ask for people for help when you're feeling really low. For me, like, I've been through so many, I've been through, and I'm still, probably in the future, I will go through, like, low moments in my life where I don't feel too good about myself or I don't feel too good about life. But I think it's just very important for us to realize that, you know, despite, like, what we might think of other people's life are just this as miserable or even worse than us, you know. Like, social media depicts the full picture of people's life. And I believe, like, you know, you're not alone in what you're going through, what you're feeling. You're feeling sad and everything. It's like, you're not alone. That's just the fact. That's just the truth. I think we all sometimes get, I think that truth sometimes get lost in translation. But we never are alone.